From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. What a collection of pages to do with various aspects of amateur radio can be found on social media. Probably, if you have an interest or a question, the first place to look for current information would be Facebook. Using Google or DuckDuckGo, we'll still find the more permanent sites with material on the web. If you're chasing information on older things or older information, I would certainly recommend the web. But as time goes on, more and more files are getting added to the Facebook groups. Trouble is that with social media, you get updates flooding your screen at a phenomenal rate if you're connected to multiple sites. Now, this raises the question about what is the most efficient method of garnering information. The news groups that I am subscribed to permit daily digests of posts direct to my email account. If they're properly formatted, I can scan the headings and read or ignore at will, and then save or bin the whole message. Recently, I've been trying to acquaint myself with some new gear and the modes it offers. Without counting, I would say I've added half a dozen Facebook groups to my likes. I would say that once I'm familiar with the material, that number will reduce by at least three quarters. That said, the file sections of some of these pages can be a great source of information, and the posts a great source of up-to-date experience. However, this has increased my screen time as more posts decorate my viewing. So the dilemma is, how best do I spend my time researching? Chasing web pages with a search engine or scanning heaps of irrelevant Facebook posts? Is this the conundrum of where to find the news? Go chasing over the internet through various sites, or get the compact version via broadcast, podcast, or text? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.